안녕하십니까? 2014년도 대학수학능력시험 영어영역 B형 특기평가 안내방송입니다. 잠시 후 1시 10분부터 2014년도 대학수학능력시험 3교시 영어영역 B형 특기평가 방송을 시작하겠습니다. 수험생 여러분은 편안한 마음으로 방송에 귀를 기울여 주시고 감독 선생님께서는 스피커의 음량을 알맞게 조절해 주십시오. 수험생 여러분은 답안을 작성하기 전에 반드시 답안지 왼쪽 해당 란에 성명, 수험번호, 문형 등을 정확하게 기입하고 표기하였는지 확인하시기 바랍니다. 답란에 정답을 표기하기 전에 답안지에 있는 수험생이 지켜야 할 일을 꼭 확인하십시오. 듣기평가 문제는 1번부터 22번까지입니다. 방송을 잘 듣고 문제지에 있는 5개의 답지 중에서 맞는 답 하나만 골라 답안지의 해당 란에 바르게 표기하십시오. 듣기평가는 타정 없이 시작됩니다. 이제 문제지 표지를 넘기시기 바랍니다. 그러면 지금부터 3교시 영어 영역 B형 듣기평가를 시작하겠습니다. 듣기평가는 1번부터 22번까지입니다. 1번부터 20번까지는 한 번만 들려주고 21번부터 22번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 1번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, I'm thinking of making sandwiches for the picnic tomorrow.
That's a good idea. Is there anything I can help you with?
Well, I need some eggs, but there are no eggs in the fridge.
2번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
I'm looking for Romeo and Juliet. Does this library have a copy of it?
Let me see. We have one copy of that book. Right now it's checked out, but it should be returned by Wednesday.
Oh, in that case, I'd like to be on the waiting list.
3번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Dad, I'm sorry for being late for dinner. I had a minor bike accident on my way home. I crashed into a trash can.
Oh no. But it's fortunate you're not seriously hurt. How did you get into the accident?
Well, it's kind of embarrassing. I was distracted by a cute puppy crossing the street.
4번. 다음을 듣고 남자가 하는 말의 목적으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good evening. I'm Simon Peterson, the manager of King Yoga Center. Thank you for your patience during the renovation of our facilities, including the shower area and lounge. Now we will focus on the parking lot because it's pretty small. The construction for expanding the parking lot will begin next Monday and last through December. For the next month, the parking lot for this building will be closed. Once construction is complete, there will be enough parking spaces to accommodate 100 cars. For more information about the upcoming parking lot construction, please visit our homepage or refer to the notice on the bulletin board. We apologize for the inconvenience. Thanks for your cooperation.
5번. 다음을 듣고 여자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Nowadays, more and more people are taking up the hobby of fishing on a boat. They spend lots of time and money choosing a fancy rod, but they often overlook safety. Before you go out fishing, you need to check if safety equipment is on the boat. First, every boat should be equipped with the required lighting to avoid collisions. Another necessity is a proper fire extinguisher. If your boat catches fire, putting the fire out is your first priority because abandoning the boat puts you in great danger. But if you do have to wait for a rescue boat, you'll need a horn or whistle so you can easily be found. Last but not least, for a fun and safe time fishing on a boat, make sure there are properly fitting life jackets for everyone on the boat.
6번. 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Oh no, my computer isn't working.
That's strange. It was working well yesterday when I updated the antivirus software for you.
Yes, it was.
Well, have you cleaned the dust out of your computer recently?
Cleaned the what?
The dust. You should clean the inside of your computer regularly.
I've never heard of that before.
Dust gets into the computer and sticks to the fan. And this blocks the airflow.
Oh, that's why I need to clean the dust out of my computer on a regular basis.
Right. Without cleaning, dust in the computer can lead to component failure.
Okay, I'll start cleaning out the dust right now.
Let me know if you need any help.
7번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 의견으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, Mr. Taylor. What's that you're reading?
Hi, Ms. Austin. It's an article about toy guns.
Anything interesting?
Yes. It says that playing with them can have a positive effect on children.
Oh, that can't be true. I think toy guns are bad for kids.
Why do you think so?
Because they can lead to violent behavior.
You may think that, but according to the article, playing with toy guns helps kids reduce their anger.
Well, I think they only teach kids about war and violence.
Maybe, but that's not what the article says.
Well, I can't believe that. I still think toy guns are harmful for kids.
8번. 대화를 듣고 그림에서 대화의 내용과 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Brandon, I've made a stage for our kids' theater. Can you take a look at it?
Sure. Let me see. It's pretty good.
Thanks. As you know, the story takes place in a forest, so I put two trees on the stage.
And it also happens at night, doesn't it? I can see the moon and the stars in the background.
Right. I made a full moon so that it perfectly matches with the scene of the show.
Good idea. The three stars look pretty too.
Thanks. What do you think about the chimney on the house?
It goes perfectly with the storyline.
And how do you like the square-shaped pond?
I love it. It looks perfect for the show.
(9번) 대화를 듣고 두 사람의 관계를 가장 잘 나타낸 것을 고르시오.
Good morning, ma'am. How may I help you?
I'm here to return this book. I bought it yesterday. Here's my receipt.
Okay. Is there a problem with the book?
Yes. Look, page 16 is blank.
Really? Oh, I'm terribly sorry. I'll return it to the publisher. Do you want a refund or another copy?
I'd like to get a new one.
Okay. Please wait for a minute. I'll get a copy for you from the bookshelf. Were there any other books you wanted to look for today?
No, thanks. Just a new copy of this one.
Okay. Here's your book, and this is a discount coupon for your next purchase. I'm sorry you had to make an extra trip to the store.
That's okay. Thanks for your help.
10번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자를 위해 할 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Mr. Parker, what are you doing?
Hi, Ms. Brown. I'm looking through some pamphlets from the zoo.
Wow, that's a lot of pamphlets. What are you going to do with them?
I'm making some reading materials for our field trip to the zoo. I want my students to learn about the animals before our trip.
Sounds interesting. That'll make them more excited.
But I'm afraid the materials might still be boring.
Why don't you add a cartoon to the materials then?
That's a good idea, but I'm not good at drawing cartoons.
No problem. Just choose a theme and I'll do it for you.
Thank you so much.
Don't mention it. I think your students will be happy to see the materials.
11번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 남자에게 부탁한 일로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Honey, how were things while I was on my business trip?
Not so good.
Why not? What happened?
Last night, someone hit my car in the parking lot and drove away without leaving a note.
Really? Have you checked the security camera?
Unfortunately, there wasn't one where I parked my car.
Oh, no. I'll have to put an electronic recording device in your car. Is there anything else we can do?
Yes. The residents' meeting is this Wednesday.
Ah, so you want to mention what happened in the meeting?
Yes. But as you know, I have an appointment with a customer this Wednesday. So would you attend the residents' meeting for me to bring up the issue?
No problem. I'll be there to demand that more security cameras be installed.
Thank you.
12번. 대화를 듣고 남자가 헤드 셰프에 지원하지 못하는 이유를 고르시오.
Did you hear that Seaside Hotel in Jeju is looking for a head chef?
No, I didn't. But I'd love to have that job. Tell me about the position.
Well, you need to start from next week. And you have to live in a dormitory.
Okay, I can do that. What kind of work experience is required?
At least 5 years as a chef at a hotel.
I've got that. And I won the first prize in an international cooking contest this year.
Oh, good. They actually want winners of cooking contests to apply.
Great. Anything else I need to know?
You have to be fluent in French.
Really? Why?
Because they have a lot of French guests.
Oh, no. I'm not qualified to apply for the position. I cannot speak French at all.
(13번) 대화를 듣고 예술 작품을 이해하는 데 도움이 되는 것으로 두 사람이 언급하지 않은 것을 고르시오.
Mike, what's up?
As you know, I visited the art exhibition you recommended, but I didn't understand the artworks.
Really? Why do you think it was difficult to understand them?
Well, they all looked the same to me.
Oh, I see. If you want to appreciate artworks, it's important to know their theme.
That makes sense.
And it's good if you look up some personal information about the artists, like their family background and religion.
I see. Would it also be helpful if I knew the historical context of the artworks?
Absolutely. And don't forget to do a little research on what the experts' opinions about the artworks are.
Then I can compare my point of view with theirs, right?
Yes, exactly.
Thanks a million. That's a big help.
14번. 대화를 듣고 여자가 지불할 금액을 고르시오.
Welcome to Sunshine Airlines. Have a seat, please.
Thank you. My family would like to travel to Beijing on March 2nd. We need 4 seats.
Okay. Let me check on that. We have many seats available on that day.
Great. How much are the tickets?
Business class is $400. And economy class is $200.
Then I'll take economy class tickets.
You said 4 people, right?
Yes, 2 adults and 2 children.
How old are your children? We provide a 50% discount for children under 12 years old.
Wonderful. My daughter is 14 and my son is 11.
Then you can get a discount for your son.
Good. And I'll use my mileage to get a free ticket for my seat. Here's my membership card.
Let me check your mileage. Yes, you can get 1 free ticket.
Great. Here are our passports, and I'll pay by credit card.
15번. 어메이징 아트 러버스에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Good afternoon, everyone. I'm Mike Howard, the head of the University Painting Club, Amazing Art Lovers. I'm very proud to represent this amazing club, which has 43 years of history. For the last 10 years, we have been volunteering in the community. A week ago, we were asked by the City Council to paint pictures on some of the factory walls. However, we don't have enough club members to do the job at the moment. We need more students to join the club. We're looking for new members who are majoring in art and are enthusiastic about improving the environment of our city. If that sounds like you, please give us a call. Our phone number is posted on our website. Please call soon.
16번. 소세지 트리에 관한 다음 내용을 듣고 일치하지 않는 것을 고르시오.
Today, I'll introduce you to the sausage tree, which is found in tropical regions of Africa. The tree is evergreen where it rains throughout the year. In many parts of Africa, the sausage tree is grown as an ornamental tree. It has red flowers that bloom at sunset. They are pollinated by bats at night, And if pollinated, the flowers drop off the next morning. Huge fruits start to grow in their place. The fruits can damage vehicles and harm people passing by when they fall down. As the name suggests, the fruits resemble sausages, but they are not edible. Local people use the fruit to keep evil spirits away and to cure skin problems.
17번. 다음 표를 보면서 대화를 듣고 두 사람이 선택한 제품을 고르시오.
Tom, look at this flyer. Home appliances are on sale this week.
How about buying a new coffee maker for the office? Ours is too old and often doesn't work.
Do you have a particular model in mind?
Well, I'd like one with a built-in grinder so that our coffee tastes fresh.
But we already have a grinder.
Oh, right. Then let's choose one without a grinder, but with a warmer.
Sounds good.
Then which do you prefer? One with 12 cups or 8 cups?
I think one with 12 cups is better since we have so many people in the office.
You're right. And there's a $5 difference.
Needless to say, I prefer the cheaper one. How about you?
I feel the same way too. Then we only have one option.
Okay, let's buy it.
18번. 대화를 듣고 여자의 마지막 말에 대한 남자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Laura, you seem very busy these days. You rush away right after school.
Well, I'm preparing for my driver's license test, Mr. Smith.
Oh, really? When are you going to take the test?
Tomorrow, right after the midterm exam.
This is your first time taking the test, isn't it?
No, it's my second. I failed the test the first time.
A lot of people don't pass the first time. You were probably just nervous.
Yeah, I guess I was. And I needed more driving practice.
So, have you practiced a lot for the test this time?
Yes, I've practiced as much as I can, and I know why I failed last time.
19번. 대화를 듣고 남자의 마지막 말에 대한 여자의 응답으로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Dad, I'm so stressed out.
What's the problem?
I have a big history project due next week, and I don't know how I will ever finish all the work.
Why don't you do what I do when I have a lot of gardening to do?
What do you mean by that?
As you know, our garden is really large, so taking care of it all takes a long time.
Yeah, but you never do it all at once.
That's my point. I just garden 20 minutes each day.
Oh, so you break up the work into smaller tasks.
Exactly. I use the divide and conquer method.
Oh, I get it. So that way, gardening isn't so stressful for you.
Right. And you can use the divide and conquer method to get your history project done, too.
20번. 다음 상황 설명을 듣고 폴이 제니퍼에게 할 말로 가장 적절한 것을 고르시오.
Paul works at ABC Publishing House with Jennifer. He was at a meeting in her office last night. The meeting lasted longer than he expected because a new book is due to be published next week. At nearly midnight, He was in a hurry to catch his flight for New York to meet with the writer. So he accidentally left his document on the table in Jennifer's office. But he just realized it this morning. Now Paul calls Jennifer, who's back in her office, to ask her to send him the document by fax because he needs it in an hour. In this situation, what would Paul most likely say to Jennifer?
21번부터 22번까지는 두 번 들려줍니다. 21번과 22번. 다음을 듣고 물음에 답하시오.
Life is full of repetition. And if you look around in nature, it's easy to see how animals are influenced by the repeated changes of day and night, and the tides as well. Today I'm going to talk about how animals keep pace with natural repetition by modifying their actions. For example, the impact of day and night can be found in animals' feeding behavior. Because they wake at different times, animals can live without competing for food. I'm sure you've seen both butterflies and moths feed on flowers, but butterflies come out during the day, while most moths are active after dark. When it comes to tidal rhythms influencing animals, birds are a good example. When the tide is low, some birds walk along the water's edge and grab small animals. At high tide, they stop feeding and rest. Tides also impact the breeding of fish that use extra large spring tides to breed. When the spring tide is at its height, they mate and lay their eggs on beaches. Then during the following spring tide, the eggs hatch, and the young fish are swept out to sea.
다시 한번 듣겠습니다.
Life is full of repetition, and if you look around in nature, it's easy to see how animals are influenced by the repeated changes of day and night, and the tides as well. Today I'm going to talk about how animals keep pace with natural repetition by modifying their actions. For example, the impact of day and night can be found in animals' feeding behavior. Because they wake at different times, animals can live without competing for food. I'm sure you've seen both butterflies and moths feed on flowers, but butterflies come out during the day, while most moths are active after dark. When it comes to tidal rhythms influencing animals, birds are a good example. When the tide is low, some birds walk along the water's edge and grab small animals. At high tide, they stop feeding and rest. Tides also impact the breeding of fish that use extra large spring tides to breed. When the spring tide is at its height, they mate and lay their eggs on beaches. Then during the following spring tide, the eggs hatch and the young fish are swept out to sea.
21번 남자가 하는 말의 주제로 가장 적절한 것은? (22번) 언급된 동물이 아닌 것은? 이제 듣기 말하기 문제가 끝났습니다. 23번부터는 문제지의 지시에 따라 답을 하기 바랍니다.